My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. I am very fortunate once again. Our guest is Vicky Pinchon, and she is a professional mediator extraordinaire. And Vicky, please introduce yourself to our audience for the few people that don't know you.
Thank you. I am Vicky Pinchon. Love to be called extraordinaire. Love even better to be called Your Honor, which happens not that much since I do arbitrate a little, but I mediate and arbitrate after a 25-year career in commercial litigation, and I am the co-founder of She Negotiates Consulting and Training. We consult with women about negotiation strategy for their businesses, and we also train women to negotiate.
Okay, and our topic today is, what are the characteristics of the most successful mediators? And the topic is based on a post that you did on the LinkedIn group, the Commercial and Industry Arbitration and Mediation Group, which I recommend everybody be a member of. In addition to being a member of ADR Hub, you can be a member of more than one group.
Right. And I reached out to the mediation community because I'm co-writing, actually, the Dummies book on successful mediation. So I thought I would use the resources I had to consult not only my own opinions, but also those of the mediation community about what qualities they think are most important for a mediator to have.
Right. And I think it's important to point out, we're not going to go through your resume and your experience, but I think it's easy to say that you are definitely a successful mediator. And what you had put on the LinkedIn group is, no need to reply, I'm just nodding, and I'm sure you are too, and our audience as well. You listed 20 traits, and I know our wonderful podcasts are very short in time, so there's way too much to go over, but you listed 20 traits of successful mediators, and I know of those 20, you reflected on your own practice in conversations with others, so I want to go into some of them, and I'm going to randomly pick out different ones, and I'd like you to just share some thoughts, if you don't mind. And so, right, I want to go to number 4 you list as one of the successful traits is empathy. And empathy, one of the things I'm going to say is, in this conversation, a lot of people discuss this in our field. And one of my criticisms is people discuss the macro level, like the word empathy, which I want you to discuss. But then what about, where's the deep conversation of what actually is empathy, and how does somebody like Vicky use it, and does it change based on the situation? So if this loaded, very long question, I'm turning it to you. What is empathy, and explain it from your perspective as a successful mediator?
You know, I think it actually has, there are two levels of empathy in the course of mediation. One of them is simply perspective taking. So one of them is really just putting yourself in the shoes of another human being after they've told you some of their story and imagining what it would be like to be in their shoes, and then reflecting that back to them. And I think the most important thing about empathy is that it's not a technique, it's a human emotion. It's a human response to another human being. It can't be insincere, it has to be genuine. And if you can't locate inside yourself the position that another party is in or the impasse that they're experiencing, I'd suggest you sell real estate.
So can you learn it? I understand what you're saying. You must have it to a certain degree, but can you sharpen that tool as a new mediator, saying, you know what, I think I know what it is, but how do I make it polished so I can display empathy like Vicky does? What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think that I'm naturally an empathic individual. I was born that way. And yet I practiced in the adversarial system for 25 years. So if nothing squeezes empathy out of you more quickly, it's being an adversary. So I had to retrain myself to listen for the experience that people were having underneath the position that they were taking. Mm-hmm. And so I think the easiest way to practice it is to not react to what people are saying, pause for a moment, and ask yourself whether or not you can place yourself in their shoes Ask them questions about why they're saying what they're saying. Get underneath the position or the opinion and go dive for the experience. And when you do that, you will respond empathically, naturally. It's a human trait.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about then number 7, if you don't mind. You mentioned, and by the way, I think you don't mind, we're going to post this as well, also on ADR Hub. I don't think we're violating any copyright laws. So unless Vicky objects, you'll be able to read it on ADR Hub in addition to LinkedIn. Number 7, you state the ability to instill trust in a very short amount of time. And that one really hones in with me. Again, from my disclaimer, I'm currently doing my PhD. The research is on nonverbal communication used by successful mediators. And especially with certain cases that I mediate in the courts, they're under an hour long. And you need to, it's sort of like all those skills you have to squish in, but do them all very well, but in such a short time. How do you, as a professional successful mediator, how do you create that trust in such a short amount of time?
Again, I think that when you and I were talking earlier about verbal, about nonverbal communication and how important that is, and my own nonverbal communication was brought to my attention in the course of a community mediation where there were observers, and I don't often have observers in a mediation, so we got to debrief afterwards, and one of the observers said to me, "Did you notice that you were mimicking what the people you were talking to was doing, that you moved, you physically moved toward them and that you assumed their posture?" And I said, they said, did you do that on purpose? And I said, no, I didn't even know that I was doing it. So I think a lot of nonverbal communication, you know, I read, recommendations that mediators or therapists or people who work with people learn to, for instance, mimic or recreate the physical responses of the person they're talking to. To me, that would be false. I mean,
if it doesn't come across as genuine, it could be have really negative consequences.
Again, I think that it follows. I think that if you are truly listening to a person at depth, and you're trying to find their experience inside of you, I think that this nonverbal, I think that that communicates nonverbally naturally. So,
well, yeah,
just a short little anecdote illustrating it. I was mediating a medical malpractice case, and the physician looked angry. We didn't settle it. And I told him at the end that I thought that it might be a problem for him with the jury. And he said, "How do I not look angry?" And I said, "Well, I would start by not being angry."
Good answer. One thing I want to jump in as we, of course, we're running out of time is I think just to add to that, I think a lot of nonverbal research has shown that it is on the subconscious in such a subtle level that you don't realize what you're doing in that mimicry that you're talking about. But the thing that I really want to add that I think is incredibly important is that ability to debrief or get feedback from people. And for our listeners, Vicky didn't realize it yet, but she's already agreed to make this a multi-part series here because we've only gone over 2 of them and we have 1 minute left. And we're going to go over some others in future episodes. But as we close this off, I know I wanted you to tell everyone about there's a retreat coming up, and can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we're doing a women's negotiation retreat in Santa Barbara at the end of June. It's June 30th to July 2nd. Gloria Felt, former president of National Planned Parenthood, will be our keynote speaker. Go to shenegotiates.com. You'll find all of the information there. It's really going to be fun.
Excellent. Vicky, thank you for being part of this part one where we're going to go over a lot more of this. And I think people are really going to enjoy listening to this and taking it instead of just being able to read it. Hopefully people will enjoy the value of this podcast episode of hearing you go further in depth and actually explaining it. So I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the other parts, parts 2, maybe 3, as many as it takes. But My name is Jeff Thompson, and for ADR Hub in the podcast series, thank you, Vicky, and we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you, Jeff.